Twitter tug of war is over. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Elon Musk completes his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter and starts by cleaning house in the executive suites.
Musk has already fired Twitter CEO and chief financial officer. He also told advertisers he doesn't want the social media platform to be a free-for-all hellscape. Musk said he's buying the San Francisco company because he believes it's important to the future of civilization to have a common digital town square. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
A shocking house fire in Oklahoma. Police say that 8 people were found dead in a fire in Broken Arrow after the fire was put out, and that it appears to be murder. A neighbor tells Fox 23 Tulsa.
Kind of horrifying to think about. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's something out of the movies. That doesn't happen in suburbia.
Police spokesman Ethan Hutchins says the scene's complex, a lot of moving parts.
We can say that when officers arrived around 4:05, they found multiple fatalities in this house here near Houston and Elm. And as of now, we're still investigating exactly what happened today.
ATF is helping with that investigation. Phoenix police make an arrest in the break-in of the campaign office of Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs.
The Hobbs campaign saying things were stolen, but they haven't said what. And police right now aren't saying who the suspect is. Telling reporters an ID and perhaps a motive will be released later. The drama as Fox Phoenix polling in Arizona shows Hobbs, the current Secretary of State, trailing Republican Kerry Lake by double digits. Less than 2 weeks out from the midterm elections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Dow futures sliding 169 points at this hour, suggesting a sell-off at the open. Yesterday, blue chips gained 194 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
South Korea says North Korea tested 2 ballistic missiles today. This is Pyongyang's first ballistic weapons launch in 2 weeks and follows a warning from the U.S. military that if North Korea uses nuclear weapons, it would, quote, result in the end of that regime. With less than 2 weeks until the midterm elections, President Biden continues his push to show Americans how they are better off with Democrats in Congress.
The president went to Syracuse to visit a planned $100 billion semiconductor plant built by Micron Technology that will put Americans to work.
9,000 jobs.
President Biden criticized Republicans whom he says used to say what they were for in policy platforms.
Well, they can't tell you what they're for, but they'll make sure they'll tell you what they're against.
He has said GOP majorities could change the course of government after Election Day. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Contrast that with a warning from Amazon. The online tech giant reported earnings yesterday and projected sales for the holiday quarter would be far below expectations. Shares in extended trading fell to their lowest level since March 2020. Amazon's forecast is the latest stark sign of how the shifting economic forces are battering tech giants that thrived during the pandemic. And the Beatles' Revolver box set has arrived.
Forget Sergeant Pepper. The Beatles' Revolver is the box set every Fab Four fan must have in their collection. The reissue was overseen by Beatles producer George Martin's son, and it's got loads of extras. 28 early takes on some of the Beatles' biggest hits to three house demos, remastered mono, and new stereo mixes of Paperback Writer and Rain. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And crude oil closed in New York yesterday, down $1.25 per barrel at $87.84. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.